I wanted to get your perspective on an investment-related question that has been coming up more and more, and it's because the world has changed around debt and interest rates. So, prior to 2022, there was a lot of cheap, virtually free money out there, right? Variable rate loans were very low, mortgage rates were in the twos, car loans were very attractive. And, people were going through, if they were allocating capital well personally, they were going through this exercise of, I'm going to take out low interest debt because I think my long-term investment portfolio will not have an issue beating that, low hurdle, whether it was 2, 3, 4%, whatever it is. Well, now you fast forward and, that's changed completely. Prime is in the sevens, I believe, and mortgage rates are not that far behind. I don't know what car loans are doing. I haven't bought a car in a while. What would you advise people now when it comes to that hurdle rate of what you should be doing, making an extra debt payment if their rates are in the sixes or sevens, or not, and continuing, to invest and pay down the debt on the predetermined schedule? Have things changed in your mind?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. One thing I'd look at is it tax deductible or not? And that gets on what type of loan is it? Like a car loan's not, but a mortgage depends on if you itemize or do the standard deduction. But if you're itemizing and it's tax deductible, and look at your tax rate, in my mind, I would use about like a 5% hurdle rate. And so if it's tax deductible and the loan is six, but then the effectiveness of it, depending on your rate, might be more like a three or four. But if it's not tax deductible and you have debt at 6%+, I would be looking to pay that down.
So mortgages still maybe not yet, particularly if you're itemizing. The other thing is, as rates go down, which hopefully they will in the future, you'll have the opportunity to refinance that mortgage to a lower rate.
Right.
But consumer related debt where you're not getting a tax break and you're in the sixes and the sevens, your advice is pay that down. You could earn more than that in your portfolio, but you're going to pay taxes on those gains as well, and the hurdle rate is definitely not where it used to be.
Yeah, and it's like a risk-free return. Do we expect, say, 7, 8% out of stocks? Yes. Is it risk-free? No. Is debt at 7% paying it down? That is like getting a risk-free 7% return.
Okay. Yeah, the world has
Tax
changed so much.
deductible, then it's more like a 4% return. So that is a big question. Is it a tax deduction or not?
Feel like the world has changed so much with those decisions in just a year.
Yes.